Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good afternoon, everyone. Thanks, France, for guiding and leading this work. We have some reflection that we want to make. First of all, the content is well suited in the existing ODD framework that is an integral part of the ADS deliverables. We speak about scenario generation, scenario coverage, how we derive specific pass and fail criteria, for example, for a given scenario on the basis of functional requirements that we find in the regulation. So we believe that the content is quite comprehensively included in the existing draft of the ADS regulation. That said, another point that we want to focus on is the fact that any parallel work to the main work stream of developing the ADS regulation might delay the deliverables. So our proposal here would be to for us to take time to digest the content. We haven't had enough time to apologize for that, to review in detail the content. And once we do that, we can get back with a meaningful feedback on the content of this paper. And another point that I'd like to raise is that industry was not invited, or an invitation was not extended to industry for the time being. And we believe we supported a lot the similar work streams that was developed at the European level, speaking about scenario coverage, scenario generation, and we believe we can bring some expertise to the table. So if after a deep review of this paper, we support the activity, then we also propose to widen the group of stakeholders, including industry, because again, I believe we can provide meaningful input to this work stream. And a final point that was raised before, we believe that having a scenario database is a complementary tool. Obviously, it can be quite helpful and a good way to democratize safety, but we do not see that as a prerequisite for type approval or approval in general of ADS according to the newly drafted ADS regulation. So we want to resonate again on this statement, and thank you again for your work.